All right, if you are a budding writer keen to get your work published, then listen up, because my next guests are calling for submissions for their second anthology in their Keeping It Under Wraps series. This one is about parenthood, and it's lovely to welcome back Tracy Hope and Alnaz Nathu to the show. They are the compilers and editors. Welcome back. Lovely to have you back with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's lovely to be here again.
Listen, for those who may have missed our last conversation a few weeks back about the first book, how did this anthology series come about?
We're deciding who gets to talk today. It started out with a group of us that were meeting over drinks one night a year and a half ago now, and talking about our lives in general, but coming around to the point that we realized that each of us had very individual experiences, particularly around sex, and that the things that we thought were abnormal, when we started to talk about it, we realized that it wasn't just us that felt abnormal, that we all had different ways of not feeling like we were living up to expectations. And so we decided that it was a really good thing to get out there and create a platform for other people to share their stories as well.
Exactly. And then once you sort of get started on that thought process, you realize that, in fact, I mean, that can extend to so many different experiences, can't it? Like, so the first one, you know, we was really focused on sex, but now moving on to parenthood and many other things, is in fact that you have so many sort of expectations and sort of societal guidelines on how lives should be led and decisions should be made, when actually so many of us live very different experiences and are often, you know, are made to feel ashamed or feel different because of those experiences, when in fact the expectations are false.
It's about
amplifying voices and getting people's stories out there to make sure that, you know, it's seen and understood that, in fact, each of our experiences are valid and not abnormal, and that we all share this common life experience, whatever it is, and the difference is okay.
So Sex was the first book. Parenthood Uncensored is the second. Why parenthood specifically? And I love it because you were teasing us with what the second one was going to be about. And I was on tenterhooks. And then when it was parenthood, and I thought, that is a brilliant one. That is super.
Thanks. We actually have a list. So.
Oh, do you? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, what are the things that people really feel that they're under pressure to live up to in their lives? So parenthood, you know, the perfect ideal of what a parent should be, what your parents should be like, but what you should be like as a parent. But also we have all these other ideas. And so the next book will be something quite different again. We can't tell you yet what it will be because we don't know. But yeah, so parenthood was the next one on our list because we wanted something to follow on from Sex that has a different kind of stigma, but maybe people will feel even a little bit safer to share because it's a different, what would you say?
Yeah, so it's got a bit of a different vibe, don't you say, as opposed to Sex. But some people might, you know, while we were really excited about the topic, we also understood that that there is a certain stigma to it, and people might feel a little bit shy, you know, sharing their experiences. While parenthood is something that is, you know, potentially feels more universal, even though they are both universal. And we were very specific about choosing the word parenthood versus parenting. And the reason we did that is because, you know, parenthood can also be, you know, there's so many things that you can put under that umbrella, where it's not just you, you know, sort of having your 2.5 kids, picket fence and a puppy by the time you're 30. But, you know, it's about all these things that happen in life that you know, make you decide to have a parenting role or not.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, and just between the three of us, for example, between, you know, Louise, Tracy and myself, just when it comes to parenthood, our experiences, just when the three of us speak, you know, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and when you go back into your circle of friends and people that you talk to, you have single parents, you have teen parents, you have people who can't have children, you have people who don't want to have children, and that's okay. You have people, you know, people with neurodiverse children. You have so many issues that can be covered. We want to talk about it. We want people to feel safe to talk about it.
So what are you looking for? What's the brief? And I love that you've put a post on your Instagram account of, what, of the types of ideas, the types of themes that people might discuss. I hadn't even thought of half of them, and they are, but they are brilliant, and they are so inclusive in that people, if, like you say, it's not, it's parenthood, not parenting. So you don't have to be a parent to submit, presumably.
Exactly. And because it covers so many different things, doesn't it? And when I think one of the words that you just used is really important to us, it's inclusivity. We really, really want different stories. We want, you know, we want a strong LGBTQ voice. We want international voices. We want different ages. We want different religions. We want, you know, people of different colors from all over the world. We, you know, we want these stories because everybody's story is important and we can learn from it. And, you know, there's just, yeah, there's so many things. I mean, when we, you know, we put the post up and we were, of course, just spreading out the word in different writing groups and with people we know. And the stories we've already been getting back of people who said that, you know, they'll maybe think about submitting.
Yeah, there's things that we haven't even thought about. So someone came back to us and said, well, I'd like to write about parenting my grandparents.
Wow.
Yeah. So even we sat down and we thought of all the things we could think of, and there's still more. It just keeps on going.
And just, yeah, and imagine like parenting my grandparents, and the, we were just like, oh gosh, wow, yes, please, you know?
Yeah. So who can submit, and what's the deadline?
So anybody can submit.
Yeah.
We're absolutely open. Our goal really is about to amplify voices, is to, you know, new writers, seasoned writers, it, you know, not a writer, but you have a good story to tell. We want to hear from you. What's important for us is that, you know, it's a well-written submission, in the sense that not only have you written it, but you've taken the time to edit it and, you know, and put it together as a good nonfiction sort of personal essay. We don't want any fictionalized stories or poetry or anything like that. We're really sticking to the personal essay nonfiction format. And submissions are open now until September 1st.
Exactly. And if anyone's looking for ideas on how they can format their essay, they can always pick up our first book to get some ideas.
Let's talk about that first book. That was very, very subtle. That was incredibly subtle. Well done. How can people buy your first book, which is the anthology about sex? And also, how's it being received?
So far, great. We've had a lot of feedback. We've had some great reviews. Yeah, it's really interesting to see the people who are coming back and saying thank you for sharing these stories, to all of our writers for sharing these stories, because they see themselves and they feel like they're being seen. So, yeah, lots of really great feedback there. And I think the following is still growing.
Yeah.
And will keep growing, and especially as we add other other anthologies to the series, then we'll see a wider and wider audience.
Well, I'm very tempted to submit. There's so much I could write about parenthood. I'm so tempted to submit. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll see what happens. Listen, people.
You can write under a pen name.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I'll have to come up with an amusing pseudonym. Listen, the website is keepingitunderwraps.com, where you can find out exactly how you can submit if you would like to submit a piece of writing to this latest anthology by the team. It's called Keeping It Under Wraps, Parenthood Uncensored. Make sure that you get yourself a copy of the first book, which was Sex, Keeping It Under Wraps. Lovely to have you back with us. Thank you so much, Tracy and Alnaz. Always lovely to chat to you. And whenever the third anthology is out, give us a shout and we'll get you back on and we can talk about that too. But in the meantime, have a fantastic Sunday. Thank you so much. Lovely to have you back with us. And thanks so much for joining us.